Yes, Arya thought. Yes, it's you who ought to run. You and Lord Tywin and the Mountain and Sir Adam and Sir Aemry and stupid Sir Lionel, whoever he is. All of you better run, or my brother will kill you. He's a Stark. He's more wolf than man, and so am I.
Weasel!
Weasel's voice cracked like a whip. She never saw where he came from, but suddenly he was right in front of her.
Give me that! Took you long enough?
He snatched the sword from her fingers and dealt her a stinging slap with the back of his hand.
Next time, be quicker about it.
For a moment, she had been a wolf again, but Weasel's slap took it all away and left her with nothing but the taste of her own blood in her mouth. She'd bitten her tongue when he hit her. She hated him for that.
You want another?
Weasel demanded.
You'll get it too. I'll have none of your insolent looks. Get down to the brew house and tell Tuffleberry that I have 2 dozen barrels for him. But he'd better send his lads to fetch them, or I'll find someone wants some worse.
Arya started off, but not quick enough for Weasel.
You run if you want to eat tonight, he shouted,
his promises of a plump, crisp capon already forgotten.
And don't make any loss again, or I'll swear I'll beat you bloody.
You won't, Arya thought. You won't ever again. But she ran. The old guards of the north must have been guiding her steps. Halfway to the brew house, as she was passing under the stone bridge that arched between Widow's Tower and King's Pyre, she heard harsh, growling laughter. Rorg came round a corner with 3 other men, the manticore badge of Sir Aemry sewn over their hearts. When he saw her, he stopped and grinned, showing a mouthful of crooked brown teeth under the leather flap he wore sometimes to cover the hole in his face.
"Yoren's little cunt," he called her. "Guess we know why that black bastard wanted you on the wall, now we?"
He laughed again, and the others laughed with him.
"Where's your stink now?"
Rorg demanded suddenly, the smile gone as quick as it had come.